I'm Nolan Castillo, and I'll be reading you The AG of Form, America's Progressive Era, 1900 to 1920, by Clarence Bradford Whitmore. Let's begin. The Arrigal Jew, The Muckraker's America in the Autumn of 1902. Ida Tarbell sat at her desk in the offices of McClure's Magazine on East 23rd Street in New York City. Surrounded by depositions, court records, and handwritten notes accumulated over 3 years of research, she was 44 years old, a careful, methodical woman who had spent 7 years in Paris writing biography and had returned to America to find that the country she remembered had been transformed by forces she barely recognized. The oil industry had been remade. The railroads had been consolidated. The steel mills, the meatpacking houses, the sugar refineries, the tobacco companies, all of them now operated as vast combinations, integrated enterprises of a scale no American generation before hers had ever seen. And at the center of this transformation, controlling more of the nation's petroleum refining than any other entity in the world, sat the Standard Oil Company of Ohio, now reorganized as the Standard Oil Company of New Jersey, directed by John D. Tyne. Rockefeller from his office at 26 Broadway in Lower Manhattan. Tarbell knew Standard Oil intimately in the way that only someone who had grown up in its shadow could know it. Her father, Franklin Tarbell, had built wooden oil tanks in the early days of the Pennsylvania oil boom, had prospered briefly, and had then watched his business destroyed by the practices of the South Improvement Company, the secret railroad rebate scheme that Standard Oil used in 1872 to strangle its competitors. She had grown up hearing the story. She had seen what concentrated economic power did to ordinary people who stood in its path. Now she had the platform, the skills, and the documentation to tell that story to the nation. What she was beginning in the autumn of 1902 was not merely a magazine series. It was something new in American public life. Sustained, documented, systematic investigative journalism aimed at exposing the workings of concentrated corporate power. The series she would publish in McClure's, 19 installments beginning in November 1902, would become the most widely read magazine journalism in American history to that point. It would reshape how Americans thought about the relationship between business and government. It would contribute directly to the Supreme Court's 1911 decision dissolving Standard Oil, and it would establish a model for what journalism could accomplish that influenced every subsequent generation. Tarbell was part of a generation that believed, with an intensity almost impossible to recapture today, that facts properly assembled and presented to citizens could change the world. This was the Progressive Era's foundational conviction that the problems of industrial America, the exploitation of workers, the corruption of politics, the degradation of city life, the monopolization of essential industries were not natural or inevitable, but were instead the product of specific human decisions that could be identified, publicized, and reversed by informed democratic action. Between roughly 1900 and 1920, the United States undertook its first sustained effort to use the power of democratic government to tame corporate capitalism and extend the promises of American democracy to those it had excluded. The results were mixed, partial, and often contradictory. The reformers who drove this effort were frequently blind to the limitations of their own vision, to the racial exclusions they accepted or enforced, to the paternalism embedded in their programs, to the ways their reforms stabilized the system they sought to transform. But they also accomplished things that lasted: the national parks and forests, the income tax, the direct election of senators, women's suffrage, the food safety system, the Federal Reserve, the antitrust precedents. These achievements were real, and they reshaped American life. This is the story of how it happened. The Addo Roosevelt and the Square Deal, 1901-1909. Chapter 1. The Accidental President, Theodore Roosevelt, takes power. On the afternoon of September 6, 1901, President William McKinley stood in the receiving line at the Temple of Music at the Pan American